Fatou Bensouda, the ICC's chief prosecutor since June 2012, hails from Gambia, West Africa.
Of course, as an African, I'm a very proud one, because I think that in all these cases that are coming from Africa to the ICC, and I having the privilege to work for those victims who are African victims, I feel honored that I am in this position.
Bensouda took over from Luis Moreno Ocampo of Argentina, who faced a backlash from African leaders who accused him of leading a witch hunt against Africans, given that all 8 cases before the court are from Africa. But Bensouda, who was Ocampo's deputy, disputes that and clarifies that African leaders, including Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, one of Ocampo's harshest critics, approached the ICC for help for the capture of Joseph Kony and his Lord's Resistance Army conspirators, some of who died and others still at large.
First of all, I think it is good to clarify why ICC is in Africa, and to underline that we are not in Africa by design, or that it's because we are going there to target Africans. We are in Africa because African governments are requesting the ICC to investigate and prosecute. We have 8 situations in Africa. Out of these 8 situations, 5 were at the request of African governments. Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Central African Republic, Cote d'Ivoire, Mali.
Those not requested directly by countries, explains Bensouda, are Sudan and Libya, both non-member countries of ICC, and Kenya, a member country. Backlash on these indictments stemmed from the fact that heads of state were directly charged, namely Sudan's Omar al-Bashir for atrocities in Darfur in western Sudan and Libya's Muammar Gaddafi for war crimes, though his indictment was removed after his death. Both Sudan and Libya, explains Bensouda, were referrals by the United Nations.
The 3 where we do not have a referral or request for intervention by the ICC, 2 out of them were referrals from the UN Security Council, acting under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter.
Darfur and Libya?
Darfur and Libya. The UN could have established courts, perhaps if they wanted, like they did for Rwanda or for Yugoslavia. But under the ICC statute, the UN Security Council can also request the ICC to intervene and investigate and prosecute.
Bensouda says African member states in the Security Council voted to approve the ICC's involvement.
When Resolution 1593 for Sudan was being debated in the Council, there were African states who voted for the case to be taken to the ICC. I think at that time, it was only Algeria, if I recall, that abstained from voting. But all other African states, both in the Libya resolution and in the Sudan resolution, including countries like South Africa, Nigeria, were sitting in the Council, and they voted for the intervention of the ICC.
The 3rd and most controversial of ICC's indictments pertains to the indictment of Kenya's Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto for their alleged roles in Kenya's 2007-2008 election violence before they were voted into office. Tune in tomorrow for Bensouda's account of how and why the ICC intervened in Kenya. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Dimyake Mwakalielie.